27 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5, Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Well, I can't believe, Darren, it's a little bit after 11.30. What a great morning. My in-laws' 70th wedding anniversary today. Tom, they've been married 70 years today. Bill and Pat McNamara, it's just a fantastic celebration. We've had wonderful people from all different walks of life tell us the stories about how they're trying to make the world in which we all live a better place, and we take our hats off
for
that.
It's more about the community now with Tom Nance, Senior Manager of the Western Sydney Community Forum. Good morning. Thanks for coming to Alive 90.5.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Tom, always good to see you and the great work that you do. Your organisation, please tell our listeners about the community. It's just incredible.
Yeah, so Western Sydney Community Forum's almost as old as me. It's been around for over 30 years now, and we're both the peak for the community services sector in Western Sydney, but also communities at large. So when I say the community services, I'm talking about anything from aged care centres and community care providers all the way down to small neighbourhood centres. So across that, we're looking at about $2.7 billion worth of investment annually within our big region. As well as that, when we talk about being a community peak, it's really about being the voice and amplifying the voices of the 2.4 million people currently living in Western Sydney, but also the 3.5 million people who are expected to be here over the next 10 to 15 years.
Jim and I love Western Sydney, and we love talking about Western Sydney, and so it's really great to be able to talk about the community of Western Sydney that Alive 90.5 is part of. So you said something there, you amplify the voice mm-hmm. of the community. How do you do that?
Look, for us, we really take the approach of, trying to influence, inform public policy in particular. So we all know that there are decisions at a policy level that, with the stroke of a pen, if you will, affect millions of people's lives, 2.4 million people in Western Sydney, for example. So for us, it's about really being informed, about taking the community's voice, often through the organisations we work with as a proxy, and really trying to advocate around issues that affect them. So a great example is recently we did some work in the space of public transport fares, and one of the things we were really vocal about, and we continue to be vocal about, is that New Start recipients should be able to access discounted transport. Why? Because it helps break down a barrier for them to access employment, to go out and get further training. And then that way they're not making a decision between catching the bus to go to TAFE or eating lunch that day, which is really important.
Mm-hmm. And the whole aspect with regards to, is it appropriate in terms of remuneration? You're right, that dilemma of, do I have a sandwich or do I get that bus or do I do those things? And that's a really incredible moral dilemma for the individual and also for society as a whole, of where our values and so on. I was just saying, just at the break, listeners, that Tom's organisation looks after probably somewhere, you know, around 1,000 not-for-profit organisations, mm-hmm. and it's amazing. Tell us that compilation, that mix of varying types of people and organisations that try to do good in Western Sydney in particular.
Look, I mean, it's an absolutely huge industry, full of amazing people who, as you say, are making that difference every day, whether it's people who are working within their local neighbourhood centre, people who are at the desk, you know, triaging, if you will, people as they come through when they're in crisis. We also look at larger providers who are providing things like financial counselling, family support, also specialised services who provide support to people fleeing domestic violence situations. It's a huge industry and one that, you know, often contains unsung heroes because we don't necessarily like talking about ourselves and what we do as much, but one that's really critical to our communities flourishing, particularly in Western Sydney, where we see diversity, where we see complexity, and where we see amazing amounts of potential.
So you were talking about public transport as a project and getting those on New Start to have mm-hmm. cheaper public transport. What are the sort of projects here and now at this time, COVID-related or not, because most of them probably not COVID-related but just amplified by mm-hmm. COVID?
Look, I mean, there's a couple of things on our radar, and really, if I focus in, you know, on Western Sydney Community Forum, every day is different. We're ambitious and we're always looking at not only what issues are impacting the community, but also what additional support those community service organisations you were referring to, Jim, need. One of the things that's really on our radar at the moment is supporting organisations to respond more effectively to gambling-related harm and gambling impact. So you look at the data Carter, and I'm not sure if you're both aware, but in the Blacktown, Cumberland and Hills local government areas, if you combine them, prior to COVID hitting, in the last half of last year, $2 million a day was lost through electronic gaming machines in the region that your radio station covers. So, of course, there's impacts that come with that. There's impacts on families. There's impacts on children. And we are often seeing more and more that demand growing within those frontline services. So we're putting together what we're calling the culturally responsive practice gambling related harm framework, which is going to providing practical advice and practical guidance for service organisations to respond to this, because it's an issue that's been really, I guess, growing, and as a service sector, it's something we're needing to respond to more and more in our daily job. So that's definitely one thing that's on our radar. As well as that, we're looking at one of our other issue areas is around employment of people with a disability. So we're lucky enough to be partnering with Uniting to be developing a paper, not only exploring what that might look like in the community services sector, but also beyond, how we provide support within the job, how we provide adequate employment for people with a disability who face those barriers. But once they're overcome, and overcome with the help of service providers, with the help of employers, there is massive potential for them to make a difference within their community.
I find that, Darren, and I just want to say to you, thank you so much for taking up those important parts of our society in terms of values in particular. Tom, with all these not-for-profit organisations and different things, celebration of the work they do, it's tireless in the sense, and sometimes unforgiving in the sense that every day, you know, 10, 15 hours a day, they're out there on the front line, as you say, trying to help people build and rebuild their lives. You try to celebrate that with some very important awards. Can you tell our listeners about that? Because they are really outstanding.
So, of course, Jim, you're referring to the Zest Awards.
I am.
And, you know, I should declare Jim's one of our amazing ambassadors who supports our work in that.
Thank you, Jim. And it may be, I know Zest Awards is so much of a topic, and we might have to cut it short if we go into it right now. So shall we take a short break?
Yeah, absolutely.
And come back to everything Zest Awards.
Alive 90.5.
14 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We have in the studios Tom Nance from Western Sydney Community Forum telling us all the great work that they do. It's just incredible, Darren. Just before the break, we were talking and we brought up the whole idea and concept of the Zest Awards. Tom, tell our listeners about Zest and what it attempts to do and the very successful experiences that come from it.
Oh, look, Zest is really about Western Sydney and what makes Western Sydney it. You know, its DNA, the celebration of its communities, of its diversity, of its vibrancy, and the inspiring stories that happen within both the communities and the community services sector across the region. Now, Zest actually started because we were a bit concerned about the bad rap that our region gets. And it's been running for 10 years now. It's gone from humble beginnings all the way, you know, through to being held each year now at ANZ Stadium prior to COVID, of course, with over 1,000 nominees celebrated, their stories, you know, put up there, and the opportunity to really reflect on the great work that they're doing.
And it truly is amazing, and I've been very fortunate to be there a number of times and sit with people and hear their stories. So powerful, Tom, and what they do for people, and the vulnerability of the people they serve is just incredible. And when they win an award, how humility takes over. What are some? You've been our MC and an amazing MC for those awards since I've been involved. What are some of the ones that hit home to you that are very memorable? Because there are so many, I know, but what are some of them that you've really have stayed with you?
Oh, look, there's quite a few. I mean, it's a shame there aren't tissues on the table because I might tear up over this one. But look, there's a couple, really. There's, of course, Jen Armstrong. Jen Armstrong has done amazing work. She founded the Beauty Bank and she won the Western Sydney University Unsung Heroes Award a number of years ago. 12 months later, she was sharing the stage with Mike Baird, the Premier at the time, being awarded New South Wales Woman of the Year. And Jen often says, without the spotlight that Zest cast on what she does, she wouldn't have been recognised in that way.
And can you tell our listeners about it? Because it's an amazing concept.
So Jen's project, the Beauty Bank, was really about taking donations and collecting, I guess, beauty products, pamper products, and then distributing to them to women who'd fled domestic violence relationships or women who were vulnerable. It was a fantastic project that Jen used some of her own experience to found and to build, but also used her sheer force of personality to grow into what it is now.
And what's so wonderful about all of that that happens can't take away that inner pain and so on, but at least try and feel good in that terrible moments and so on. So I thought it was an amazing story. What's another one?
Look, I think for me, one that also stands out is, you know, of course, our Hall of Fame inductee. Mm-hmm. So Jim, you've been around to see quite a few people now inducted in the Hall of Fame. And one that springs to mind, you know, is a man called Peter Rogers, who sadly passed away. But he dedicated his life to making the community a better place. And he actually did that through data. He was doing that through data, through providing community services organisations data and really analysing that in a way that would help them and enable them to make good decisions that ultimately impact positively on the communities in Western Sydney. And he's someone who worked tirelessly for a 30, 40-year career on that.
Mm. Fantastic. Who's taken up his mantle now for the community?
Oh, look, I mean, it's definitely something that gets shared. Often we find that for every one person who has their story told or is highlighted, there are 10 people who are still hiding their light under the bushel, so to speak, who are still out there doing their thing and making it all happen. And that's really what the Zest Awards is all about, shining that light on those people. And I know this year, we're currently week by week releasing our episodes and you'll be able to see quite a few of those people.
Yeah, I've seen a few. And so it's being week by week, so mm-hmm. you're kind of halfway through releasing and announcing the awards, is that correct?
Oh, look, we've just kicked off. We were lucky enough to have Layla May as our first award recipient, the Outstanding Youth Leader for 2020.
I watched that one. She was ecstatic. Amazing. The way you announced it is wonderful.
Amazing. Look, for us, Layla May typifies what is great about the young people in Western Sydney, the energy, the dynamic nature, the can-do attitude, all of those things where young people are out there making a difference. And Layla May is, I'm sure, going to go on to do amazing things, and she already has been, in fact. And from there, we'll see week by week winners and also nominees and their stories around not only, you know, young people in the community, not only community sector workers as well, but some of our volunteers who are really important. And we, you know, we'll be releasing our volunteer winner today, in fact, so make sure you tune in.
Oh, so that's on a YouTube channel, is that correct?
That's correct. Cool. Or you can go to our website, which is zestawards.com.au as well.
Zestawards.com.au, hear that, listeners? And we'll also put the links on the podcast as well as into the YouTube channel, so you can get directly in there to see all the Zest Awards as they're released over how many weeks you got to go?
We've probably got about 6 weeks to go. I'll be running till about the end of November. So make sure you tune in and be surprised as much as our winners were each and every week until then.
Fantastic.
It's fantastic. It really is. We'd love you to come back, Tom, and tell us more about what you do as an organisation and particularly those within that ecosystem to build a better community for our people in Western Sydney. Thanks for joining us. Darren and I are just so privileged to meet people like you who make a difference to people's lives. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tom.
Alive 90.5.